Back with your statewide weekday radio program, Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael. With the COVID-19 pandemic wreaking havoc on the educational system, teachers, parents, school administrators, they're wrestling with these education options. RISE, R-I-S-E, is the Treasure Valley's Education Partnership. It's holding a symposium later this week that will focus on the impact the pandemic is having on public ed and what can be done to help Idaho children. Joining us live to talk more about this are Don Corberly, CEO of RISE, and Cindy Wilson, retired Boise School District educator. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with RISE, what is it?
So we're a small nonprofit that's really devoted to supporting public schools in the Treasure Valley and really around the state. We've been in operation for about 10 years now.
Okay, so you want to hear from educators about the impact that the pandemic is having on education. And, you know, I'm sure many can share that. What have you heard so far? What stood out?
So, I mean, the purpose of the symposium is really twofold. One, we really do want to honor the work that educators are doing and to kind of celebrate the hero educators in our community. We have some superintendents on a panel who will tell some great stories of teachers having gone beyond in helping kids and helping families in our community. And then second, we really want to hear the voices of educators. We don't ask educators very often what their take is on particular issues in education. So there'll be quite a bit of that as well in our symposium. I think it's going to be fun.
So, you know, school is confusing right now. For in-person, you might get an email that says students with last names A to L show up on Mondays, with M to Z show up on Tuesdays. I imagine if parents and students are confused, teachers really need a place to kind of talk this out. Cindy?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You know, I saw a little bit about the symposium. It seems like you're featuring a keynote speaker. I think her name is Diane Ravitch. Who is she?
So Diane Ravitch is actually a champion of public education at the national level. She's written a number of books about reform efforts in the U.S. and what's gone wrong with those. And she'll talk a lot about her experience with hero educators, as I indicated before, and with respect to some of the hot button issues in education these days, such as vouchers, for example.
So it's more of a global look at it, not just specifically pandemic, but really just kind of snapshot of education and what it might mean for Idaho kids.
Right. So for example, in the midst of the pandemic, what are we doing with assessment? In other words, should we be giving the tests that we've always given, or should we be looking at some different solutions? What's going on with the inequities for students with special needs, or students from poverty? How are we serving them? How can we do it better?
We're speaking with RISE CEO Don Corberly and Cindy Wilson. Cindy, 2 years ago now, you ran against Sherry Ibarra, who was narrowly reelected as the state superintendent of public instruction. So now you're kind of working outside the system. If you had won that role, what would have been one of those important change that is needed from the inside? I mean, something like this, RISE works on collaboration. What is really needed from the inside? What do you hope to get from administrators and educational leaders on the inside?
Well, there isn't anyone who doesn't realize how difficult education is at this time. Parents are struggling, teachers are struggling, administrators are struggling, and let's face it, the students are too. So what we're hoping to do is just support, show appreciation to our teachers, and empower them to use their voice to collaborate to figure out what's going to be best. We really want to show how we can lead, how teachers can lead, and how they can make really a movement from what's happening now and find the positive of the best ways to support students, both in and out of the classroom. You know, education is so much more than just being in school.
Yeah, that's a great point about finding the positive in this kind of upturned time and finding those threads that can really make improvements and focusing on them in the future. Don, you brought up something just a bit ago, and the RISE method describes how it's data-driven, right? It outlines certain what you call community benchmarks. But what we measure, what we track, that always seems to be political football for educators and legislators. Which data, which education results? So which ones kind of stand out for RISE?
Well, I think it's all the assessments that we're doing statewide and those that are required by the feds. You know, I mean, I think it's probably time in Idaho to take a look at those assessments, irrespective of the pandemic, and say, hey, can we have better measures of what our students are doing that'll be more informative, not only for teachers, but for parents and for kids? There are some potential solutions out there, and I think you'll hear a little bit about that in this symposium.
And Cindy, you mentioned a bit ago about the divides, those social class divisions,
yes.
Some students in school, some logging in from home. And we even, you know, read stories about students logging in from their parents' workplaces.
Even
agricultural
sure.
workers, you know, with the kids with the Chromebooks trying to log in. So you'll be looking at this important issue as well.
Yes. And I just stand in awe of what educators are doing right now. You know, I sat in on a reading class with my first grade granddaughter. That teacher had students in the class, remote. She has me on there with her too. And we're all having this reading lesson. And I just thought, this woman is amazing, as are so many of our educators in this state right now. And let's recognize them, let's support them, appreciate them, and then empower them. That's really our hope with what we're doing on Friday.
Mm-hmm. So Don, your name's familiar to some of our listeners because of your nearly 40-year career within education, most recently as superintendent of the Boise School District. So when you were in that role, and you know, kind of flashback a couple years now, did you ever think, wow, I wish I had this resource? Or I imagine RISE started in 2012, so you did take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. But what about it is really important for administrators on the inside?
Right. So I think the biggest thing for superintendents, and I would have appreciated it as well, is just the whole idea of how can we support you? How can we give you additional assistance? And how can we highlight the things that are really going well? We spent the last year doing articles about each of the school districts in the Treasure Valley and the Southern Idaho Conference, and just saying, hey, this educator is doing this great thing, or this program is really working. And so whether it's in CUNA or AMET or Boise or West Ada, it's just an idea of just supporting them and highlighting the really good things that are going on. And there are a lot of those good things.
A statewide education symposium. It's virtual. It will be held on the 23rd, and we hope you can come back and share some, you know, findings that you all discuss.
We'd be happy to.
Well, that would be fun.
We've been speaking with Don Coberly and Cindy Wilson. We've been talking about RISE here in the Treasure Valley and the pandemic on public education. I'm Tom Michael, filling in for Gemma Gaudette, and you're in tune on Boise State Public Radio News with Idaho Matters.